Welcome back to high school football coverage here on KJN. Cam picking up a big win here, 67-18 over Griswold. Now speaking with Lane Speaker. Lane, you got the offense rolling early here in the ball game. I'm sure you guys were pleased with the way you were able to do some stuff on offense.
Yeah, you know, the line did a great job all night. Colby Rich, Kate Tickner, they did a great job all night. All around, it was all good. And past few weeks, the offense has been a little down, so we knew we had to pick her back up, and we did.
Yeah, I know Coach wanted to see some better communication from you guys here tonight, and I think you'd say you probably did that.
Yeah, we really emphasized talking, especially at the beginning of the week, because we've been kind of terrible at it. So communication was a lot better this game, and it needs to get better moving forward too.
Obviously, your defense has been strong all year, played great again here tonight, really shut them down, didn't give them any opportunities, came up with some big turnovers in key spots as well.
Yeah, defense played great tonight. You know, Cade did a great job up front, Ty did a great job up front, Colby, all of them, they all did a good job up front, and we need to keep that rolling throughout the playoffs.
Congratulations on the opening win here, Lane, and good luck to you as we move on here.
Thank you.
All right, Lane Speaker, after the win here tonight, now going to catch up with Cam head coach Barry Bauer. Coach, we were talking with Lane there. I know you wanted to see some better communication from your guys out there tonight, and it looked like you got that going pretty early.
Well, right from the start, I thought we were very, very efficient. I thought we communicated very, very well, and we came out ready to play tonight. We wanted to kind of see some different things that that we had in the bag all year long. It's just a matter of, okay, now come out and execute it, and I thought we did a nice job of that tonight. And so I think people kind of saw that we were kind of multidimensional, and then once you get into the playoffs here, you've got to make sure that you are that way. And we're real excited, and you know what, we're just fortunate enough to move on to next week.
Yeah, and you got the opportunity to mix things up a little bit too. You put Ethan back there, and then Lane back there at quarterback a little bit as well, and he had some success. You know, it helps when you can move your weapons around like that.
Oh, absolutely it does, and I think that's what we've been trying to accomplish from here on out. You know, I think a lot of times what has got us here is our bread and butter stuff, but we can also kind of do our other things as well. And so now all of a sudden people have got to kind of prepare for some different things, okay? I think people were kind of saying, well, they're one-dimensional. No, I don't think so. And so I'm going to really challenge our guys this week, because we've got a strong Stanton team coming in, and you know what, we're going to play some football.
Well, and your defense has been strong all year long, came up with some big plays again here tonight. That interception return by Jackson Bell early was a key one. He really just played well again on the defensive side.
Well, I'm so happy for Jackson. You know, he's a senior that has put in the time and the effort, and for him to go off like that, that was a pretty special moment. You know, and big credit goes to all of our defense, you know, and I thought they rallied to the football. They really played the scheme very, very well, and I know that they're going to be kind of itching next week too.
Well, you already mentioned it. It's tough Stanton Essex team that really gave you a good test last week. Your thoughts on what you'll do this time around?
Well, it's we're going to go back to the drawing board a little bit, you know, and I think they kind of got us out of our realm last week, you know, and so we're excited to play them again. You know, they're a well-coached football team, and they got some athletes, and we're just going to have to go toe-to-toe with them.
Well, Coach, always fun when you're walking away from a football Friday night here in the playoffs with a W. Congratulations here in the first round.
Our pleasure. Thanks for broadcasting. Much appreciate you guys. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot. Yep.